Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So there's the childhood memory you have of your friend getting in trouble in front of you. You guys all have that.
I hated that.
There's nothing more uncomfortable.
It's not like a sibling, because when a sibling gets in trouble, it's funny. You bury your face in the pillow to laugh, but if it's a friend, then it's serious.
Yeah, and you just want to kind of fade into the, blend in with the wallpaper. Is the adult equivalent of that when you're out with people, a couple, and they start to fight in front of you?
Yes.
That's uncomfortable.
That is the worst. You just want them to excuse themselves and go away.
Yeah. Because here are the two things that you know about that situation. One, you know that they're not getting along, because they're having a spat. But two, that they're, what's it called when you're not getting along? Their friction or their tension between them is so significant that they can't wait to be alone. Like, they're willing to do it in front of you. And doesn't it always start the same way? Like, if we're Melissa and I fighting, and let's say we're all at the dinner, Melissa and I are the couple and we're fighting, doesn't it always start with, "That's right, Melissa, but you're the one who forgot to put gas in the car." Like, kind of
that
tone.
And then Melissa's response is, "Oh, that's right, I did. But maybe I would have remembered if I wasn't rushing home to set the alarm you forgot to set." And then as soon as...
I tell you what happens is it's even worse is if Bert and Jen are the other couple that we're out with.
Right.
And I turn to Jen and I say, "Oh, well, that's really funny because, Jeff forgot to get the gas."
You're involving the other people at the table, which is even worse. And that's when I shoot Bert the look like, "Let's get out of here."
That's insta-fight right there.
Horrible.
Well, that's one of the questions I have, because if you're in that situation, that fuzzy etiquette situation where that is occurring, are you obligated to excuse yourself if you're the non-fighting couple, or is that drawing attention? Because as Americans, generally, we feel tension, anxiety when other people feel anxiety, even though we have no reason to, right? So, if Melissa and I are fighting and the rest of you are there, you guys are all going to feel, uncomfortable and weird about it, when we're the ones who should be embarrassed because we're airing personal business in public.
Right.
So, do you guys have an obligation to excuse yourself? Because technically you do, but then you don't want to attract attention to the fact that...
I would try to start my own conversation. In that scenario, I would try to start my own conversation with Bert and, show him something on my phone. "Oh, look at this thing that I just got. I wanted to tell you."
You mean the text message you just wrote that said, "Let's get out of here"?
Sort of try to have our own private conversation off to the side while the couple is arguing so that we can pretend to not be listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's my third step, is the private conversation. The first two steps are to sit quiet and see if it's just going to be a quick 10-15 minute thing, and then they move on.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you notice they're not moving on, then you make a joke. And depending on how close you are to the couple, but if you're friends, then you make a joke.
I hate it.
And then after the joke doesn't work, then you start.
It is
just
so tense for everybody.
Here is the question. This is the $1 million question.
Oh, tell us what it is, Jeff.
Tell
us what it is, Jeff.
Mr. Million Dollars. What do you got?
Go ahead.
If you're the couple that's in that situation, right? And the other person is setting you up. Remember I gave you how it starts, the gritty teeth, "You forgot to set the alarm, Melissa," that thing. If you're getting set up that way, is there any way to immediately diffuse it?
How do you get out?
Because you can't,
so.
Right?
Of the fight?
Because if somebody, how? It's impossible.
If you get to the point where are you talking about if it's me and you fighting, Jeff and Melissa, we're a couple and we're fighting. Are you talking about us diffusing it between each other?
Yep.
Because by the time my teeth are grit, that is the end result of probably a full afternoon of getting on each other's nerves.
Right.
Oh, really?
And there's zero way to diffuse it. Go ahead. Think of it.
I won't diffuse it, except what I would do, and I've had this happen once or twice, is just pretty much ignore Stacy for the rest of the night. It's if it's so bad that, because I will internalize it, I just can't compartmentalize my anger like that. And if we're stuck there at dinner with each other for the next hour with another couple, I'll pretty much just continue dialogue with everybody else and avoid Stacy as much as I can within
still
the conversation.
Makes everybody else
because right, you're going to have to address it when you're alone. Yeah, you can't even deal with it and function.
Can't. There's no way out.
Fake
but
that
still
so,
makes
I mean, it's not a great solution, yeah, but it's the only one I got is that mm-hmm. we have to do this together right now. And I'm so pissed inside that mm-hmm. if I start speaking to you, it's going to blow up into something. So I'm going to just sort of ignore you. I'm going to casually bring you into conversation, but yep, not all that much, just to get through the next hour.
So the answer to my question then is there is no way to diffuse it.
Not immediately.
Once the first, it's like, remember the old movie War Games?
Mm-hmm.
Like once the first missile is launched,
mm-hmm.
the Earth is going to be destroyed.
Pretty much.
That first missile's in the air. There's nothing you can say. There's no
joke.
Can't
you say something like, why don't we talk about that later?
Mm-mm. If you're that mad at it, it depends on
okay, let's role play.
I'm frightened.
Let's role play. Come over here. No, so the line is...
Oh, so you let another girl sit on your lap. Sorry.
The line is, maybe that's when... maybe that wouldn't have happened if you went home and set the alarm.
What did I just say before?
Can't we talk about this later?
Oh, why don't we talk about this later?
Why do we have to talk about it later? Why don't you want to talk about it in front of Bert and Melissa? Are you embarrassed that you didn't set the alarm?
Unless she diffuses it by saying, because if we start talking about it now, we're going to get into an argument. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, let's not argue in front of our friends, Jeff, because it's rude.
There's nothing to argue about. It's black or white. Did you set the alarm or didn't you?
Well, here he goes again.
Well, then you're going to look like a complete idiot if she just says, Jeff, I don't want to talk about it right now. If you keep pressing the issue, you look like a tool.
But the person who's angry doesn't care.
Right.
Because the reason
I think if you're that irritated, then
it's going to come up regardless.
Point of no return.
I told you guys I had one of these a couple of weeks ago when I was flying into Hilton Head and I was mad at Stacy before I got there because of the whole mic situation thing. Mm-hmm. I'd read all the emails. I listened to your guys' advice here and I hadn't been able to talk to Stacy about it before I got on the flight. Mm-hmm. So I land in Hilton Head and she's there with all of her friends and family. So there's 8 people around and I'm so angry at her. So angry, and she has no idea why.
She's like, hi,
no idea. And just under my breath, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get away from all these people. But it was a long drinking night. It was like 5 hours we were stuck with these people. Didn't go well.
Oh no.
Hey, RJ. Good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
How you doing?
All right.
Good morning.
I love your show. First off,
thank you.
But I learned that the guy, if he's mad at the girl for something, the guy's got to swallow his pride because the guy's never right. The guy's never right. So
you are a good man.
You are going to make
my
woman very happy.
My girlfriend's teaching me, so.
She's teaching you. She's breaking you right now. She's the RJ whisperer. You're being broken, dude.
There's more than one guy on the phone saying that. That's crap. The guy has to swallow their pride. Guys have to swallow their pride. What the hell?
Hey, The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.